Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome back to You Up. I'm Jordana Abraham.
I'm Jared Freed. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is, I like to thank people at the front.
Yes.
Right?
Without the listeners.
We're nothing.
We're nothing.
We're nobodies. We're losers.
Exactly.
We have nothing. So it is, and you guys are into this in a way. It's so nice that you like listening as much as I like doing it. And I think, Jordan, I don't want to speak for you, but
the highlight of my weeks.
It sounds like it.
It is. As you can sense from the extreme tones in my voice.
For sure.
Yes. No, I really, this is therapeutic. It's great. We have a great time.
And
we love it.
And just the more people that listen, the more fun it gets.
Yes.
And listen, you got to keep telling people.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Rate, review, subscribe.
Keep putting it on your Instagram stories.
Stories is how this is going to grow for now.
And it is growing.
It's crazy how big this is.
Yeah.
My mom gets recognized. You guys are animals. You're crazy. So keep making your Instagram stories. Keep telling a friend. If you're going back to school right now, tell the whole sorority pledge class. If you're going back to your fraternity, tell the whole fraternity. Tell everyone. Make it a group listening experience. We love hearing that people are listening at their pregames and at their Sunday hungover days.
Chapter, whatever.
Whatever bullshit. It is. Gym, walks to school, walks to work, commute.
Keep with your wife.
With your wife, we hear, or your husband. Husband and wives.
It's opening up the conversation starter. Yeah. And this week we're having Girls Gotta Eat podcast, the girls from there on at the end, and they were great.
They were fantastic. I've been on their show before, and they're just a great. I just like talking with them. They're fun. We had such a fun time doing their podcast and us doing, you know, them and swapping, so to speak.
It's always a good time.
So get involved with the end of this episode and check it out and check them out. But
any shows you have coming up?
What do I have coming up?
This is now October 3rd.
I'm traveling this great nation. Do you know? Are you following on Instagram?
You are doing quite the tour. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I get traveling anxiety just watching your Instagram story.
It's a lot of traveling.
I'm like, it makes me want, your Instagram is amazing. You're doing great stuff. It makes me want to take a nap.
I'm doing too much.
Not because it's boring, but because I'm like, oh my God, this is so much. He has so much energy.
Here's the problem.
I'm a low energy person.
Can you hear my voice right now? My voice is all shit. Like, I feel bad.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to speak for an hour and a half.
But I'm doing this Snapchat show where we do a game show from different college football game every Saturday. So I'm going to different college, and what they do is they tape on Saturday, we get done, and a guy literally is waiting there for the footage to run it to LA to get edited for every Tuesday.
He's literally running. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is sitting there, big beard. So every Tuesday, these come out on Snapchat. It's called How Low Will You Go? And I'd love for you guys to watch it. It's a 5-minute, quick, stupid, funny video. People do crazy stunts. If you search How Low Will You Go on the Discover page, I'm there yelling at you like I do on this podcast every Wednesday. But I mean, I'm going to be October 3rd is when this comes out. I'm going to be this week on Thursday the 4th. I'm in Rhode Island for the Rogue Island Comedy Festival. Friday the 5th, I'm in Miami. I'm doing shows in Miami. And then the 6th, I'm going to be at the Miami, Florida State game. The 7th through 10th, I'm in Chicago at Zany's. So if you guys are around, go to my website, jaredfreed.com. That's jaredfreed.com. Or go follow me on Instagram at jaredfreed. You can get tickets there. Bring a crew. It's fun. So yeah,
bring a whole crew.
And is the book out?
The book is not out, but you can pre-order it now. It's coming out October 23rd. Please pre-order anywhere books are sold. Go to betches.co/WHH. It's called When's Happy Hour. It's a great, great book for like anyone who's trying to succeed in business or already has a job or is in college and wants to know what the fuck is going to happen to them after. It'll get you through a lot of stuff, and it's not boring. It's not like one of those like boring ass like
Well, I think
preachy.
If I could feather your lady nuts for a second,
I appreciate that.
I think
totes appreciate
the best part about what you guys do is you take out the bullshit that everyone feels they have to put on social media.
Right.
So a book about what it's like to enter the workforce and how to get ahead in your job and being honest about it and not saying, well, you know, and not sounding like a Instagram picture that's been put together and produced is really a comforting thing, like this podcast.
We're going to give you like a raw open take about what it's actually like and actually some useful fucking tips along the way.
I think we talked about this before. I think there's no harder transition than and listen, there's harder lives out there, but
like
there's harder lives. Everyone's got it tough. I get it. I'm not trying to like give out privilege
for the population at large in America.
The people that I've met that listen to this podcast,
whole friends.
Yeah, it was hard for me, suburban kid. Getting out of college and then going into the working world, that's a transition that no one gives a fuck about. No one tells you about and also doesn't care about because you've had it pretty good.
Right.
So they are not going to sit there and babysit you through it. And a book like this,
it's going to help you.
It's going to help you out to know that you're not alone.
Right. And you can also laugh along. It doesn't take itself too seriously. It's going
to
be
just like the U Up podcast.
Exactly.
We're trying to have a laugh at something that a lot of people take seriously. You know, this is the love of your life you're looking for. You're looking for love, and we're here to help you.
Exactly.
So let's do the podcast. Let's do some emails. You ready?
I'm ready. So we have a lot of people write in about like dating apps, but also about another topic, which I thought this email kind of brought together, was the topic of how involved are you supposed to get in your friends' dating lives?
How do you feel about that?
I mean,
you've mentioned that, you know, the friends looking up stuff, the friends.
Right.
And I understand a certain level of it, but there is like a cliff you can fall off of.
In terms of listening to your friends?
Listening to your friends, getting bogged down by your friends.
I agree with that. I think my dating life got easier when I lived alone. Actually, not because there was anything wrong with my roommate, but because we were like so entwined in a sense our opinions mattered almost like too much to each other.
I got that.
And we would like, we were also like just friends. So I think when you form your own opinion a lot of the time without like someone else's input, you get like a better sense if you trust yourself than if you're kind of like constantly.
If you're sitting there worried about
running
judgment,
things by other people,
is it judgment?
I think it's a little bit of judgment, especially like, okay, like when you live with someone, like you meet someone much faster than you would a different way.
Yeah.
And you know, if I'm dating someone and I live with someone, they're going to meet them before anyone else.
Absolutely.
Meets them.
Yeah.
So I think it's a different.
And also you don't know them enough to even introduce them to anyone, but you still got,
right,
like if they're leaving your apartment, you got to go, hey, this is my roommate.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, who's this guy?
Right. So I mean, on that note, I remember, and I've lived alone for like a little over a year. I think it just changes like the way you view dating and the way you view yourself. You're responsible for much more and it becomes less like this, we're dating as a group, and more it's like, I'm going out and meeting people and having fun.
I sense this a lot from women. Is that they're so worried about what the group thinks that they forget to have fun in the thing they're doing.
Right. So it becomes more about like the on paper guy that they can bring to the group.
Yeah. And everyone has flaws. Everyone lives in the land of gray. Everyone's not perfect. So you're going to have things about, and you're going to like, we play Red Flag Deal Breaker all the time, but like you're living through when you start seeing someone, it's like you add up the red flags. And when there's a huge pile of red flags, you're like, I got to get out of this.
Right.
It doesn't happen with one red flag. It happens with a multitude of them, and it's like you're learning about them along the way. And sometimes the friends will notice seven red flags at once, and it doesn't even let you get hurt enough to meet someone.
Right, I agree with that. Do you talk to your friends about people you're dating a lot?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, not
just about sexual stuff, like about personality.
No, personality stuff. Yeah. I mean, the group has become smaller. I think it feels to me. You can tell me if I'm wrong. That women feel like they're polling like 70 people.
It can feel like that, especially when you're going. I remember like being single and like wanting to like text a guy back after like sort of an ambiguous text and polling like seven. Yeah, like you're polling like seven different people. And I'm like, I think I can handle this, but I'd like to just gather. Maybe it's like the anxiety in me. I'm like, I'd like to gather as much information about what people think I should do before I respond to this.
See, I'm less likely to go to someone about a text, but I do it. Like, my brother will come to me about, like, what do I text this person back, or we just met. Like, I've had, but it's always just me. I think I'll go to, like, two people. What do you think of this person? What do you guys think? Are they cool? Did you have fun? And what I've noticed is they don't tell you the truth until after.
After you're done. Unless, but for, as a girl, I think a lot of the times people, you're kind of like, you're going to your friends to help them, to help you interpret actions.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same for you.
I feel like mine's more reactive. Like, I have a lot of friends that will be like, they'll know that I'm like out there and like I talk a lot about dating. They know that my career choice doesn't really fit into like making an easy relationship. So they'll get like, a lot of my conversations now are like way more serious where they'll be like, well, do you think you even want that? And I'll be like, I don't, you know.
See, I like that. I think girls could benefit from being more like that.
Yeah.
Instead of like, what's he doing? Like, how do we all like interpret the fact that he like texted you on Tuesday when he said he would text you on Monday night? Instead,
that's not what I'm dealing with.
Right. Or like, how do we interpret the fact that he's been acting like this lately?
Yeah.
But like, I think your way, if we as women could kind of give each other more advice that's like, what do you think of this person? Like, how does that make, like, is that somewhat something that you're interested in kind of thing? Like, I don't think many female-centered advice is based like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be a lot more helpful.
I mean, I literally went on a walk with my friends, like, 2 weeks ago? We were walking, and they're just like, why didn't it work? You know, they're asking, like, overarching questions, and, like, I just kind of rambled. Like, I didn't even have an answer. There was no answer. And they're like, they were like, well, you kind of like posted a bunch of stuff after this. And then they're going through like, you know, you posted
they're
this. They're analyzing my actions.
Right.
It's never about the girl. It's always about me when I talk to my friends about girls. They'll be like, well, you know, you did this, you did that.
We should make it more about us.
You seemed like, I talk about that a lot on this show where I'm like, what are your standards?
Right.
And a lot of it, like my friends will come to me and they'll be like, we liked these five things about this person.
That we've written down.
Right. And we're wondering, what the fuck is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I think a lot of this, we have to be more self-reflective. Like a lot of times people will be like, well, dating's tough. Well, that's you absolving yourself of going on. My friends, we're pretty, I'm also like viciously honest with my friends. Like I'll say things that make me look bad. I'm honest here. I say things that make me look bad here. So I say to them, you know, why it didn't work or what had happened. And it does make me get reflective and think about what I'm looking for.
Sounds like you've got some great friends.
I got a couple good ones.
The rest
but
are
I've also like pared down my life.
What do you mean?
I don't, you know,
only hang out with people that
I think the luxury of being a guy is that I can pick up with a lot of people after not seeing them for 5 years and not offended that we didn't see each other for 5 years.
Right. I think I have friendships like that.
Okay.
They're definitely harder to maintain. I think verbal communication is very important in female friendships.
Yeah. I have one friend that we talk like 3 times a week.
On the phone. Yeah.
And
I think if you have a phone call friend, that's a good friend.
Yeah. And I think most people need a phone call friend.
100%.
Like if you don't have one right now, you got to find one. You got to figure that shit out.
You got to find one. You get someone to call after your dates.
Do you know how many times I called this guy? I mean, one of my good friends, I call him and I just have, most of our conversations are, am I crazy? You need that one friend.
Sometimes
I'm crazy. Sometimes he's like, no, I totally see what you're saying. And it can level things for me.
Right.
But let's do the email.
Well, I'll do the email. Hey guys, I'm listening to the podcast for a few weeks now. It really brightens up my long morning commute. I've come across a delicate situation and wanted to know your opinion. My best friend and her boyfriend have been dating a little over a year now. And recently, 4 months ago, moved in together. It's quick.
Wow.
While in town visiting a different friend, his profile popped up on my Tinder.
So they moved in without... under a year.
Yes.
Would you ever do that?
No.
I would never do that.
That seems very, very fast.
This happens in New York a lot.
You don't know shit about someone, you know them less than a year. You really don't.
I agree. But this happens in New York because people like move in for the rent.
Right.
Which I am always like, find a fucking roommate at that point. Like, why do this to yourself?
There's no way you could know someone, I think, well enough to know. That's the same commitment as marriage.
Yeah.
Essentially.
I mean, any friend of mine that gets married, they all go,
it's the same as living together.
Yeah, they go, well, right. We already live together, so this was just a party.
Right. Like, it's a contract after that. Anyway, while in town visiting a friend, his profile popped up on my Tinder. Coincidentally, she was out of town this weekend. We immediately screenshotted everything. Trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, we went to his Facebook, trying to see if the pictures on Tinder were recent in comparison, in addition to looking up how long you stay in the Tinder deck after you've deleted the app. About 24 hours.
How do they know that?
They Googled it. Oh. She's saying
I think you stay in it even if you delete. Deleting the app is not.
I agree. Maybe not for Tinder. I've seen this on different apps. But anyway. My best friend is head over heels in love with this guy. Do I tell her? Do I keep it to myself? Do I have my other friend tell her? Thanks in advance.
Do I push this off my other friend?
BFF. No, she says, we went to his Facebook. And we looked up how long you stay in the Tinder deck after you've deleted it.
Okay.
I know that people can find you on an app long after you think you've deleted it.
Yes.
I've heard of that happening.
It happens. Right. So there's a difference between deleting your account and deleting the app.
Right. If you delete the app, that doesn't really do anything. It might just make you not active on it and push you back.
I'm an app deleter. And right. That means I'm still on the app.
That means you get a lot of texts once you're dating someone.
I get a lot of what the fuck. So I've deleted, but I've never deleted my account.
Yeah, you have to, a lot of these things are connected to Facebook and you have to go on Facebook and it's like a process. You have to go on Facebook, you have to find the app and you have to disallow them to have your access to your information.
As a guy,
information.
I will tell you right now, I have no idea how to do that.
Right.
And I will, and I do delete apps. I've deleted mine right now. And I did not that.
Right. Well, yeah, that happened to me with my boyfriend, actually. Mm. I think it was with Hinge or something where I was dating 8 months or something. And someone said, I saw him on an app.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him about it. He's I deleted that right when we made things. I don't think he's lying. I think that I've heard that happening to many other people.
Yes.
But then they just delete it and it doesn't actually do anything. You have to go and
so when you told them
it was a little annoying,
of course,
yeah, because I'm it's not like I don't believe you, but it's also just annoying to have it's an embarrassing thing to have someone tell you that.
So when you said that to him, did he go through my phone? What was his response?
He's like, I don't know how that's possible because I deleted the app.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, it's clearly possible because someone just showed it to me.
Yeah.
So it's very clearly possible.
I'm not living in a...
he's like, yeah. I haven't had it in... I mean, like, I... You know what I mean? It became a...
Because it becomes a discussion.
Right. And what I said was...
A necessary one.
Here's what I said is here's the correct response. Now, his response was I have no idea that happened. I don't have the app at all. And my response to that was here's the correct response.
Okay.
That response is fine. Here's the actual correct response is, I'm so sorry that someone, I have no idea how that happened. I'm going to look into that right away. I'm so sorry that someone had to show you that. That must have been kind of embarrassing. I'm really sorry about that.
I would have done the same response.
I said, that's the right.
That's the right response.
I gave him the response. I was like, oh, I can have this fight with myself. This is fun. But I've heard that
I would have gone with his. But I didn't know the correct one. But
the correct
I hear what
response
you're saying.
Is to validate my feelings.
Yeah,
and then
that must have been
say
awful.
I'll, immediately
I'll look into this.
Whatever.
I'll look into this. Feels like he's.
I'm gonna do an investigation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like it feels like he's. He works on your ship that sprung a leak. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I'll look into it, Captain.
No, I think it's a whenever someone's bothering someone, the first thing you should do is
address their feelings
or whatever.
I understand.
But whatever, it was fine. I mean, I know several people who I've in relationships and people just don't know how to delete it. And it's a common thing, I think, among newly
this happens
dating people.
Totally fine. It's. We can under the timing thing. We get it. Mm-hmm. The person that approached you about it. How are you two?
Oh, we're fine.
Yeah,
we're good. Yeah.
So, but this is the person writing in is wondering.
Right, that's not that. That person's just the one telling me. That's a good friend.
So, I mean, do you say to this person that they should do the same as that person did for you?
I think you don't say your boy. Here's what you don't say is. Your boyfriend's clearly cheating on you.
Yeah.
I saw him on this app. What a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
Here's what you say. Hey, I was on Tinder in like in town and you're this his app this app came up your his profile came up it might be an accident. I don't know anything about how these things really work.
Yeah,
but I just thought if it happens, someone saw my, maybe you want to tell him to like deactivate it or look into it, or I don't know,
you got to come in with kid's gloves,
right? You just have to be like, here's what I saw. I'm not making any conclusions from it. I'm not telling you to make any conclusions from it, but like I thought you might want to know.
Do not write, we looked it up and it's 24 hours.
Right, exactly.
Don't be the judgy fucking dickhead.
Right.
That's like, and we looked it up and it's 24 hours to get off the app. So this guy is definitely the worst human being and I can't believe you let him inside of you.
Exactly.
Like that's the worst way.
That's the wrong confrontation.
I used to have a friend that stopped drinking in college and I always said he was the best because when you woke up in the morning, blacked out,
he could tell you everything that happened.
You'd go to him and I'd go, dude, I flacked out so hard last night. And he would go, you were so much fun. Let me tell you what happened. Right. But he would always start with, you were great.
Right. Instead of like, well, we're going to need to talk.
I'll tell you about it later.
Right.
Like that person, get out of my fucking life.
Right.
You know why I'm coming to you. You know what I'm trying to figure out here. Let me be put at ease.
Right. And don't be a fucking investigatory journalist.
No.
Like, just tell the person the information they need to know without sort of like feelings or emotion behind it. Because it's just a fact. And if what she does with the fact is her issue.
I mean, I've been in this situation. I've handled it both ways. I've always felt better about how I handle it when I go, hey, heard this thing. Just wanted to let you know. It could be a massive.
Could be nothing.
It could be nothing. Could be something. Just want to let you know.
Exactly.
And that's always how I felt better.
And that's the entirety of your responsibility, I think, as a friend.
I mean, would you? Let's say it's a different situation. Let's say you see the guy on a date.
I would say exactly the facts of what I saw. I'd say, hey, I was out to dinner.
Saw this guy.
Restaurant. I happened to see Joe. And like whatever,
Joe Blow.
He was with a girl. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's like his family member or something, or maybe it's not.
But put him on the stand is kind of what you're
right.
saying.
Right. All I'm saying is like, here's the facts that I know. Someone saw this person. I'd say exactly what I would want someone to say to me in the same scenario. Here are all the facts. You conclude with them.
Take
whatever
your emotion
you would like to.
Out of
right.
It.
If I saw him making out, I'd say like I saw him kissing some girl. I don't really know what. I don't want to hurt you or tell you something that you don't want to hear, but like I would want to know if it was me, and this is just all I don't know what's going on.
Anytime you give the issue is anytime you give bad information to a friend and you're trying your best to be a good friend, you always risk losing that friend.
I think if the friend decides to lose you,
they weren't a friend in the first
place. They weren't a real friend. They like have much bigger issues than that, and that like they're, you know, toxically tied to someone. If you, assuming your intentions as a friend are good.
Yeah.
If you're like, I can understand there's people who like have friends who are just kind of like want to bring them down or be toxic because like they're unhappy. And so they don't like when someone's too happy in their relationship. So they're picking at it a lot. That's a different kind of friend.
Sometimes you're the wrong friend to give the information.
Sometimes you are. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like sometimes, you know, this girl's like, should I say it? Should my other friend say it? Know what you are to this person.
Right.
You know, like, are you a close friend that would come with that information, or do you only text this person when you need something?
Right. And also, like, you have to be the person who's doing it with like their best intentions in mind, because that's a friend. That's a real friend. If I'm telling my whole group of friends but not you first, I'm making this into a dramatic thing that we're loving it.
Yeah.
Because like it's like now like a joke. It's like a joke. It's a joke at your expense, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like I think this is actually the wrong move, because now it's like so much more. Like if my friend who told me about my boyfriend on the app was like, well, I spoke to like all of our friends about it and we decided that I should be the one to tell you.
The tribe has come together.
Exactly.
And we have decided we shall tell you about your shitty boyfriend.
Right.
And we've all laughed all day about this. And thank God we are in good relationships, unlike you.
That is exactly what this sounds like.
So maybe just wear the kid gloves.
Right. And make it like a personal thing. If you ever have sensitive information, you don't want to bring like a whole group into it.
Yeah. Just make it personal.
Exactly. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Let's do a weird sexual encounter of the week.
Let's do it.
Jared and Jordana, love the pod, I'm a loyal listener, have rated, reviewed, and subscribed. Ooh, that feels so good. Do you hear it?
Is that the feathering?
That's
thing?
The feathering. That's
I'm still getting caught up on the lingo almost the lingo. A year in.
That feels like my nuts have little tiny fairies flying around with big feathers in their hands.
If only I were a man and I could know.
If you could only
what
know
that felt like.
The pleasure. Rate, review, subscribe. A few weeks ago, I was hanging out with a guy I'd been on a few dates with and met on a dating app. Things started to get intimate, and just as I was reaching for the condom, my dog decided she wanted to see what was going on. I watched, mortified, as my dog jumped on the bed and proceeded to lick his back, butt, etc. I need the physics of this need to be explained
to me.
The butt
is very interesting.
How did the butt happen?
I guess he's naked and on top.
But she was reaching for the condom. Oh, I guess he was on top. She reached for the condom. Dog jumps up. Ass gets licked. Well, now he can say he was in a threesome. Needless to say, she killed the mood pretty quickly, and we ended up just falling asleep. My dog had never done anything like this before, so it never crossed my mind to lock her out of the room. Looking forward to hearing the banter about this story, what you come up with for a name. What do we... The Cujo? What do we call this?
What was the my sexual dog Skip?
What is that?
My dog Skip. Have you ever heard of that
My
movie?
Dog Skip is like a kid's book, right?
Yeah.
What's the dog movie Clifford? That the dog dunks? Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Air Bud. Yeah. This
we'll
is
call it the sexual Air Bud.
This is Fuck Bud.
Fuck Bud. There you go.
This is
what if this happened? Do you think you keep going if this happened to you?
I would keep going. Yes, it wouldn't. I would have laughed at it. Like going to sleep seems like the weirdest part of this
right?
email. To just go,
it doesn't seem that traumatic.
Time
where we
for
have
bed.
To like,
yeah,
just quietly not address it and go to sleep.
Yeah, like
I think I would like laugh it off. It'd be like kind of funny.
Laugh it off. I would say the threesome thing I just said. I'd be like, well, I guess right. I've done it. You
break
know?
The ice a little bit.
Well, we can start thinking of other women to bring in. I break the ice. And then I would say, I'm going to shower and then I'm going to come back. Or I would say, at least your dog knows to lick my ass. Your turn.
Oh, my God. I don't think I would like that response.
Yeah, I don't think it would go over
what,
well.
What if she didn't think it was weird?
If she didn't think it was weird, like this happens all the time, the dog always runs in.
Yeah, like that's just
I would think she's a little into it.
Stuffy, whatever.
Yeah, stuffy.
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
That's just fluffy.
That's just fluffy.
Yeah.
She just does that.
Are you fine with that?
No, because that to me, I'm thinking she gets off to it a little bit.
She likes the threesome aspect.
Like, you know to lock the door if this has happened before.
Right.
You know, like she said, she goes, it never happened, so I never thought to lock the door.
Okay.
To me, it's like, you gotta, you know.
What do you think is the best move for her after this happens to, like, say...
You gotta make fun of it. That's the thing with all these things. You mm-hmm. always, you know, humor, that's why it's important.
Right.
You know, to go, I get it. I hope you get it. Now right. it brings you closer together.
Be like, oh, I think the best thing would make a joke about how your dog is like trying to steal your guy.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. I mean, would you keep going?
Yeah, I think like. I
roles
mean,
reversed.
I would
dog
be apologetic.
Licks your ass, etc.
I think the guy would have to be actively trying to get the dog away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like apologizing and then it'd be fine.
Yeah, he's got to own
right.
that this
sucks. If he's like, oh, like it's whatever. Like you said.
It's
like,
just Lucy.
Right. I'd be like, all right, I need you to have, it's kind of like we talked about this, like dog owners, like you got to be on your dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your responsibility.
You can't absolve your shitty behavior onto a dog.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have you ever been in a situation where you've been with a guy and the pet just sits there watching?
Not that I can remember. I haven't dated a lot of guys with animals, to be totally honest.
I've had this happen. It's weird.
Not that many guys. I guess some guys have dogs.
Girls will have cats sometimes. Right. And then that's one time.
If there's a cat there, I'm not coming.
One time I got real drunk with this girl. We go back to her place. I don't like sleeping naked.
Mm-hmm.
I like putting on shorts.
Okay.
I just think the penis can go in too many different directions.
You like to know where it is at all times?
I like it packaged up.
Fair enough.
But I mean, I like being naked, but I just, in bed when I'm going to go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
I want a bow put on the penis.
Okay.
So I was in this, we got so fucked up that we just like woke up naked. I'll never forget it. It was so weird to me that like, I was like on my side sleeping and then I woke up and like the cat was like right next to my penis.
That's kind of scary. They have
scary,
claws.
Scary, yeah. And in my mind, I'm like, if I move 2 inches.
Right.
Or if he thinks it's like a treat.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Licking it, yeah.
I don't want to, and I remember going, shoo, shoo, shoo. You know, like I went to get it away.
Right.
And then I got up and I went to the bathroom and I was still naked. I walked to the bathroom and I stepped in the litter box.
Ugh.
So like I'm peeing now with like it was a small New York City apartment. Right. So I'm peeing 1 foot in the
it's
litter
like I
box.
I want to go on safari.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I guess not the
like I am the cat at this point.
Right.
You know, I just fucked the cat just yeah. because we woke up so together.
Was that it? Is that the
went
end?
To the bathroom, 1 foot in the litter box, peeing. That was it.
Was that it?
Yeah, we didn't see each other again. But I mean, she was very nice. But I was like, I gotta go.
I don't like cats. I feel
no.
That. Yeah. Honestly,
I like cats.
I like dogs, but like it's not. I'm not impressed by one. I'm not like it's not like I'm not. I never really understood the girls who were like he has a dog, it's so cute. Like someone guy I think once tried to like show me his dog and like thought that would be like moving the needle a little bit, and I was just like that's not the way to.
Guys who get dogs in like cities, I never trust.
Yeah, I think they're like it's almost like they're luring people in with them. It's a little creepy.
It does feel like it's a little cheesy,
right?
You know,
like, oh, I'll have the dog and all the girls will come.
I mean, we've gotten some angry emails from dog people. On this
yeah.
Podcast.
Dogs are great. I love a nice dog in a house in suburbia.
Sure.
Well,
I mean, listen, if this conversation about dogs turns you off to this podcast, maybe you should take a look in the mirror and and understand that maybe people's feelings on dogs can be a little bit gray without wanting to murder a fucking dog.
Right. You could say you hate kids. No one cares.
No one cares.
You say you hate dogs. There was a lynch mob just yeah. lining up.
And you could say whatever the fuck you want about cats. No one gives a
yeah,
shit.
No, exactly.
People were like, yeah, fuck cats.
Yeah.
I think a girl who has a cat is more... Like single girl with a cat. I wrote about this once. Single girl with a cat is more of a more thoughtful person than a single girl with a dog.
Oh my God. My sister has a cat. She's single.
Yeah.
In her early 20s.
There
and my,
it is.
Both my mother and my grandmother were like, no one is going to marry you. You got to get, it's the sign that you've given up.
But here's the thing. Cats are discerning. Cats don't just love you whenever you want love. Cats are more like humans than dogs are.
I know, but it's just like, why even get it? It's like, what's the usefulness to me of something that's going to, I'm going to walk in, it's going to judge me. Who's paying for the litter?
Yeah, well, listen, at least you look at the cat and you go, not a good day for both of us. You know about space. You know right. about...
I don't want to buy a roommate that I have to feed.
This is fair. That's a fair point to make about right. cats, but we look at cats more rationally than we look at dogs. If you said that about a dog, everyone would be like, oh my, you grab their pearls.
Right.
It becomes, it's not fair. Now you murder dogs.
That's a good point for cats. All right. Should I read the... or do you want to read the second one?
Let's do another email.
It's a doozy.
Oh my God. Okay.
You could do it.
You know I love reading. And listen, you can send in your emails.
Send in your book recommendations and emails to
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. We love your email. We're getting a lot,
yeah,
right?
We're getting a ton. It's hard to keep up with. Yeah, we're looking for an intern. If we haven't hired one by the time this airs, it could be you.
Love the podcast. Just saw the live show. Awesome show. That's right. If you're out there and you were just at our show in Dallas, I mean, thank you for coming.
Yeah. You had an amazing time.
You had an amazing time. We already know that. We know it. Please help. I've been dating my boyfriend for over a year. We get along so well, and I could see myself being with him into the future. We're both almost 25 and graduated from Penn State the same year. We are. I'm going to be at Penn State. Oh, I was already there. oops.
You're in a time warp.
I had a great time.
It's a time machine.
But met through friends in the city post-graduation. But I think there is a huge issue that could ruin it all.
What is it?
By being Penn Staters and living in the city, we found ourselves together at a lot of social gatherings that are basically centered around drinking. Listen, I went to Penn State.
Are there a lot of social gatherings that are basically centered around drinking?
That is what we do. This is how we live. That's why I have a severe alcohol issue since our time together.
I know about Penn State. I watched Paterno.
Oh.
On HBO.
That's a good way to learn about the school.
On HBO. I watched.
Hated that movie.
You guys have a lot of spirit.
Hated that movie.
Al Pacino was great.
He made him too bumbling.
Too what?
He made him too old and bumbling. Incoherent. Yeah. It let him off the hook.
Really?
I mean, if we want to go into a movie review about a pedophile movie, this is a very harsh ride on this podcast.
I'm saying everything I know at Penn State, I've learned from the movie Paterno. So.
There's a documentary that's a way better version. I don't drink Penn State Kool-Aid.
Okay.
I think there's so many parallels between the Catholic Church and Penn State. I've written about it in the past. I got a lot of hate mail. People are very passionate about this.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing from the movie that surprised me was all the students just like...
Mob mentality. Well, I mean, look at what's going on in the world in general. Like, you know, listen, we can't even use straws anymore. What the fuck is going on?
I know. It's a tough life that we live.
One turtle had a straw in its nose, and I got to fucking drink out of a napkin now.
we all have to pay.
We just lost all our turtle fans.
Sorry, guys.
We're both almost 25.
Dog fans and turtle fans are have to go elsewhere now.
It's a big We lost a lot of animal people today.
Indeed.
By being Penn Staters and living in the city, we find ourselves together at a lot of social gatherings that are basically centered around drinking. Since our time together, there has been several times where my boyfriend has gotten so drunk that he's severely embarrassed me, to the point where some of my friends don't want to hang out with us anymore because it's too much to be around him. For example, he's gotten so drunk that he peed outside in public multiple times after going out with me, and one time he even got caught by the NYPD. It was horrifying. Are we dating? No.
Is this an ex of yours?
Is this my girlfriend? No. He also gets mean drunk. Okay, this is more serious than the prior paragraph.
The paragraph is just a good Saturday.
Yeah, I've peed outside. I've gotten caught by police. Okay, he also gets mean drunk. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. And has slammed cab doors in my face or left me at the bar alone because he's blacked out. An important detail is that no one is ever on his level of drunk. I've had serious talks with him before about how I can't tolerate his behavior and that I don't want to be involved with someone who is so immature, puts me in a dangerous situations. He agrees and always says he will be better at controlling himself, but after a few weeks, he's back on his bullshit. But this time, he may have pushed it too far. Oh, shit. This is going to get serious, huh?
Yeah.
This Labor Day weekend, he got so drunk that he peed into my friend's kitchen sink.
It's kind of funny.
All right, well, I'm still now I'm back on his side. No, I'm kidding. Our parents are close family friends, and it's technically her parents' house. He didn't remember doing it, but thought it was hilarious when he found out. I am so mortified. My friend caught him in the act, and then he had to clean it out, clean up after him. I'm afraid it will ruin our friendship and our family's friendship. The worst part is that he's blaming the incident on sleepwalking and refuses to admit that he drank too much. We've been day drinking and kept drinking into the night, but he kept drinking when everyone else took a break. He's never sleepwalked before, and the incident happened only 30 minutes after we got home from the bar. I think it's absolutely pathetic that he can't even own up that he was drinking. It was drinking related, and I'm honestly worried he has a problem. What would you do? He clearly has no respect for me, right? I don't know about that. I love him so much, but these drunk episodes are definitely becoming a pattern, a scary one. I can't keep believing he'll act better if he doesn't step up, right? I feel like taking him places is now a risk, that he'll get too drunk and ruin the event again. I'm his girlfriend, not a babysitter. I like to drink and have fun, and he's ruining it, and I want to be able to take my boyfriend to my cousin's wedding without worrying he's going to throw up on the bride or something terrible. Please help. Thanks.
I think this is a classic case of someone not knowing how to transition from college drinking to real world drinking.
Okay.
Or like thinking about drinking. Sometimes sure. I feel like we're so, when it comes to drinking, we're so in our like used to whatever we've been doing that sure. we don't reassess like, is this working for me? Is this mm-hmm. not? Like, should I alter my behavior in some way?
Yeah.
And the worst part for me about this guy is that he's not owning up to his shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to like kind of get really drunk and fuck up sometimes.
Yeah.
That like happens to the best of us. I think it's more like it's consistent. It sounds like drinking is a very big part of his life. So what's the frequency here of the issue? It's probably like
more
weekly.
Than, yeah.
If this guy got drunk once every 6 months and he became an asshole, I'd be like, okay. Happens
every 6 months.
You know,
months.
Like
it's
a bad habit. It's not that, it doesn't happen that often.
This feels like more of an issue.
Right. This seems like something that's frequent and actually can affect your day-to-day life because you guys drink a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I went to Penn State. I know how, I don't think Penn State drinks more than any other school. Don't write me your fucking thing about Wisconsin and how much you fucking drink. I don't give a shit. everyone's got, it always becomes a competition with schools. Right. Now that I'm I'm not getting into that. What I will say is I know the hangouts they're having. I know why they're getting together. I know where they're drinking. I know how the daytime goes to the nighttime.
Like, I'm there in the corner.
Yeah, I'm hiding behind a bush trying to live with you guys and be 25 again. The problem becomes is what you're saying with the college transition to real world drinking is that, to me, more of the issue is that he's drinking when everyone else isn't drinking.
Or he's like he's much drunker than everyone else.
Much drunker than everyone else. He's right. not staying in line with everyone else. This guy has a problem. Right. He has a drinking problem. And you can't, the problem is at this age and with the culture you're around, people minimize it.
Right, because they see everyone else who's is drinking.
We're all drinking.
Just because we're all drinking doesn't mean we're all like being affected by alcohol the same way.
Absolutely. There's some people that are going to bed at 8 and going, I'm done with the night. And some people are coming home drunk at 8 and pulling up a bottle of vodka and drinking half of it and then going to bed.
Right.
So, and listen, I have my own issues. Like, I'm a drinker. I'd love to drink less. I've been an embarrassing person. I've been the person that's had to reflect in the morning. I've been this guy. I've peed in a few sinks.
Right. And honestly, I've been this person too. I can totally relate to this. I think I've mentioned this earlier where I discovered upon dating my boyfriend that I would get drunk and be really mean and just like kind of like berate him and just be like terrible. And I've gotten better at that. And what I did, because the relationship actually is important to me and it bothers the person that I'm with to be treated terribly, is to reassess and to be like, I think, and you told me this the last time, like, why do I need to be drinking that much if I'm around people who are my friends?
Yeah.
And I'm already like, we get along and like, I'm not in a situation where I don't know anyone and I feel socially uncomfortable. And it's just the kind of thing where you can, and occasionally I still do fuck up.
Yeah. Listen, we're all going to mess up.
But I think it's more like the idea of like, are you listening to this person when they're telling you how your actions are affecting them?
He's not listening. So she's already had the conversation with him. My advice to her is that you need to stop talking about this like it's a funny problem and start talking about it like it's a serious problem.
Right.
Because right now he might be seeing it as, oh, I got too drunk at the Penn State party. He's not seeing it as, I got too drunk at the life.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. And for, listen, I live by this. I don't think anyone makes changes until their pants don't fit.
Right.
No one starts losing weight.
They have to decide it on their own.
Until they see their fat fucking face in a Facebook picture.
Right.
No one starts going on the diet until their pants don't fit. This guy, you need to have your own version of pants not fitting.
Right. No one leaves a toxic relationship until they, because someone told them to.
Yes. So for her, I think you have to be a little more drastic. I think you have to say to him what you wrote to us here. I have a cousin's wedding coming up. I don't want to bring you because of your drinking. It's separating me from my friends. It's separating me from my family now. And I don't even know if we can be serious if you won't take this problem seriously.
Right.
That's all you can say. And you need to go find help. You need to go figure this out. I don't, if you can't handle drink, if you can't not get that drunk, then you got to stop drinking altogether. If you can figure out how to drink better, that is fine too. But you got to talk to someone, maybe a professional. And you got to like encourage them to go to professionals.
Right.
And you also have to say, I'm going to take a break from this relationship while you do that.
Right. Because then it's not your problem. And if he can.
And then if he really cares about the relationship and he cares about you more than the drinking, he'll fix it.
Because it's not like you're saying like stop drinking or I'm breaking up with you. It's more like your continuous drinking is having very negative effects on my life. And I'm choosing to not put myself in that position. It's not like, oh, here's an ultimatum.
But you're not abandoning him. Right. You're saying you will not realize you need help until your pants don't fit.
Right.
And the version of that is you leaving. And listen, I have family. My family drinks like crazy. You know, it's been around my whole life. This guy is if he digs into it, he's going to go, oh shit. You know, like I have other people that deal with alcohol the same way. I have other people. And it's like, you get mean. You're the person I don't want to be. You have to really get serious.
Right. It's not something you can brush over or like look at for like 10 minutes. You need to like delve into it.
But I can understand the way she's probably presenting it is in these Penn State terms, which I totally get.
What's the Penn State lingo?
Well, just the idea that like, that's what we do. We go out for football games and we get fucking wasted. And then we still go out at night. We don't know if there's extracurricular drugs going on with this, like for him to keep up that pace. There might be. It all goes together. I hang out with these people too. I know the friend, I know the people she's hanging out with. So like, Penn State also, like, the minute they lose their first game of the season, the hangout stops, kind of.
Right.
You know,
so you want to get it all in there.
The party at every football game is the part, and all big schools have this, where until you lose a game, every Saturday is an excuse to get together and get fucked up. And then the minute they lose and you're out of the championship race, so to speak, the party gets less and less, and this kid will still be fucking boozing.
Right. You know?
So
I think that's good advice.
That's the only advice. I don't know what else to tell her. And she's probably afraid to leave him because she's like, I found this great guy. And it's like, but it's this one thing.
Right. And
this is a red flag deal breaker situation.
If you found this great guy and once every 6 months he gets really drunk and does something embarrassing, like whatever.
It's one thing.
Maybe.
Like the pee in the sink thing, that doesn't matter to me.
If that happened as an isolated incident,
I
think that would be fine. Like
totally. Whatever.
We all have our thing occasionally. But if it's like, this weekend, if he's in the sink next weekend, he slams the cab door in your face. It's like an ongoing.
The world, you know, the internet world doesn't live in nuance. This is a very nuanced situation.
Right.
You have a whole case written up to go to him with. Go to him with the case. See a professional.
Yes. We'll be right back with the girls from Girls Gotta Eat.
Boom.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist. This scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com. And free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Hello and welcome back to the UUP podcast. I'm Jared Fried again.
And I'm Jordana Abraham again.
Sorry, this is weird. We're taping
we're reintroducing
right now.
Ourselves.
We're very excited. We have two very special guests from. Thank you guys for coming, Girls Gotta Eat podcast.
Yes,
thank you guys
for coming. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So happy to have you guys. Are you
glad to be here?
You guys ready to do some emails with us?
We're really excited. We listen to your show. We're big fans.
Yeah,
so we're excited
to be a
part of
ours. A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So now we're doing it. This one big
yes,
family.
That was
big
so
family.
Fun. One definitely big orgy. Listen to Girls Gotta Eat podcast. Where can they find you guys?
iTunes, Spotify, all the things.
Everywhere.
Yeah. All the places podcasts
on the top
sold.
Of the charts. Yes.
Yeah. So go follow, go support.
Yes.
And it I had such a good time on your podcast. And
people still love it so much. It's like one of our top episodes.
I love coming
He explained all of like the worst male behavior. He just told us all the secrets.
And people came to shows. They were like, I heard you on Girls Gotta Eat. I was like, that's great. So thank you guys.
Warning, you're doing a ton for the female gender.
I'm trying my best. I feel like a spy that's
in on the
turned on my own.
Yeah, we named the episode Why Do Guys Do This Shit? And we like doubled the amount of clicks we got on any other.
That's amazing. Great title.
Yeah, I had someone, they're like, it's just so funny because a lot of men, when we do the live shows, I'll say something and you'll see the women be like look at me flabbergasted, and then I see some of the dudes are like, yeah, of course, that's
right. I did have a few guys be like, I can't believe he's saying this shit. They're like, why would he do this to us? But then the girls are like, our lives are changed forever. So you're doing the Lord's work
forever. Well,
just call him Jesus Jared.
Yeah, right.
Jesus Freed.
It's we're happy to have you guys here. Let's do some emails.
Let's do some emails. All right, our first email. Our only email. Hi, Jordan and Jared. Love listening and hearing both of your perspectives. I think you will find this story juicy and nonetheless messed up. Recently, I went to a wedding and I met what seemed to me the perfect guy, other than the fact that he lived in a different state. He was in his 30s, seemed more mature and genuine. He made the first move right away to get a drink at the bar. He says from the second he saw me, he thought I was beautiful and had to meet me. At this point, I had my guard up about what his intentions were. But as the night continues, I really felt a connection as well. He saved me in his phone under future wife, asked to meet my parents who were at the wedding to introduce himself. We went the entire night laughing and having a blast and taking cute photos in the photo booth. After the wedding, he dropped me off at my apartment with just a kiss goodnight. To my surprise, he buys a plane ticket for 2 weeks out to come and visit me.
Wow.
I saw him make the purchase, no refunds. And I told him he would need to get...
the details that people provide.
This is definitely a Jewish chick. I gotta say, to no refunds.
No refunds.
Right now, sitting here like, I wrote this.
Yeah, this sounds like every aunt in my life. Like, just no refunds.
So you know it's real.
Yeah, so I know, like, she would like...
That's like a marriage. That's like a marriage license.
Yes.
You were gonna have to pay a lot to get out of this one.
You can't just leave me now. Delta ain't letting you change this. Shit.
And I told him he would need to get a hotel rather than stay with me. Got to make him work for
it. Oh, good for her.
Good girl. Okay.
The next fuck that. Fuck that.
We'll get into it.
Gotta make him work for it. He bought a flight. He went Delta Comfort.
A non-refundable flight.
Yeah.
He spent the whole night with her parents at the wedding.
Yeah, he put in the hard hat has been on.
Future wife is a little bit of a red flag.
Oh, a huge red flag.
Totally.
Yeah. The next day before his flight, he says he needs to see me and spend more time together. We spend the entire day together. He insists he is serious about making this work and getting to know each other more. From then on, these last 2 weeks have been up and down. For the first week and a half, he was great, sending me adorable selfies and texts saying he's so excited to see me soon. I never texted him first. He would always be overly communicative, which felt great. The last 5 days, he started being distant. I could sense something was up. I told him pretty directly that I could feel something was different and he shouldn't feel obligated to visit me, but he still insisted that he's excited. He's just overwhelmed with work. This past Friday night, the night of his flight, I got a text that his parents last minute want to visit him this weekend for the Jewish holiday.
Oh. I knew they were Jews.
You did know it.
I knew it.
You got a detective.
I can always smell a Jew.
And he can say that.
I can smell the hopa from a mile away.
Jared smelled the lockers while you were
reading it. The yarmulke on this email. Tingling.
She gave it away with the no refunds.
The no refunds. I felt it.
Anyway, his parents want to visit him this weekend for the Jewish holiday. They will pay for him to rebook his flight. I was very disappointed and confused. Why would he play mind games with me, go through the effort to talk to me, and be so romantic to just not follow through? I'm writing this off as guys are assholes, and I'm looking for some clarity. Thank you.
So all right, so he never came, right?
Like, no,
I think he never comes.
Yeah.
So I want to say right off the top, I think a lot of girls experience these kind of situations where like a guy's into them and into them and into them, and all of a sudden like something weird happens, and you're like, I wasn't the instigator of this. You were.
You did this,
right? And then like, what the hell happened?
Like the bait and switch.
And I think that her attitude about this right off the bat is good. She's just like, you know, I'm just going to write this off as he's kind of a jerk, whatever. I'm not going to like put that much stock into it.
Right.
I think it still
kind of eats you a little bit. Like, especially if you're a little younger and you haven't been through enough of the bullshit. You're like, why? Why? And
why
that's why we
this?
Have Jared.
Yeah, right.
Right. Well, what do you think about the fact that the flight, like you think the parents canceling the flight thing is bullshit?
Oh, that seems like an excuse.
This was over the minute she said get a hotel room.
Oh,
that's the minute this ended.
Did they have sex at the wedding? Sorry, I need to.
She said they just made out.
Well, that's why I feel like that's why you do put a guy in a hotel, because if he's staying at your place, I don't know.
She should have given him a hand job at the wedding.
Okay,
she should have offered to split the hotel.
Get the juice out of his brain.
No, she wanted to.
I know, but I'm saying like, you know,
she's saying he's saying all this stuff because he hasn't come yet.
He hasn't come yet, and the minute he basically like to me. He met you. He thought you were great. But this was, there's this like fine line of like, you want casual and serious at the same time. Like, I do believe that he's like, I like this girl, but she's a flight away. I definitely want to be physical with her. I definitely want to be like, you know, I think I would have fun the morning after. That's why I would even make this trip. But he's also like, I don't know. Beyond that, I don't know.
Change his mind.
And this is the thing. I think when he saw the hotel room come up, there was no option for this being casual.
Right. He had to either date her or not. Come.
Yeah. And so, and it was not like, this will be fun and flirty and in a cool experience that we'll both look back on fondly. This will either be I am your husband or I am evil.
But I don't want to shame her for the hotel thing.
I think that's what she wants.
Right.
So that's what she wants.
So I think she did. She made the right move. Totally. Because
what I would have done is offer to split a hotel
and stay in the hotel together.
Stay with the hotel with him. Mm. He knows he's getting fucked at the hotel. You don't have to have a person in your space that's just like on top of you.
But you know what I like about her is that was her standard. Her standard, and she stuck to it. She goes, my standard, and everyone has their own standard. I'm not saying that that's the standard. I'm saying,
maybe she's trying to weed him out, right?
She's like trying, yeah,
right.
This
yeah,
weeding him out. This got him to be like, it's kind of like a pain tolerance thing, you know, where you go, this hurts, but I'll keep going. This hurts, but I'll keep going. No, this hurts too much. I'm gonna go away.
Yeah,
and he went to the end with it, and he was like, oh well. I'm not, this isn't going to be, because
she made him think like a month ahead, essentially.
Yeah. She basically made him think, what are you going to do after you leave?
Right.
And it's not going to be, oh, we're going to work this out and trying to get to know each other more. It could be, hey, this was fun, but I'm going to be looking for chicks in my own town that is in a flight away.
Yeah.
And she kind of, and I don't think like she's wrong. I also don't think he's that much of like a, I just think he wanted to be a nice guy.
All the other stuff is so annoying though. Like the future annoying. Wife, shut the fuck right. up. Like
the future wife night, thing, major
like,
red flag.
I'm like eye yeah. rolling, like right. my eyes are back in my head.
Meeting
like,
the parents, meeting I mean, the parents, is, shut we, up. We just kind of talked about this on your show to open the curtains up to let people know. We taped each segment together here, but we did have a certain conversation that relates to this where it's like, guy, you know, Jordana always talks about emotional masturbation. With right. women, where you're like, you guys have
paint
had
the whole. Sorry.
Go ahead.
It's basically emotional masturbation is like instead of like a guy, he's imagining having sex with you. You're imagining this like life that you're having together where you're going to be dating and you're going to be in a relationship and all, you know, your kids' names.
She's already mapped out the Instagram right. post. She's yeah. mapped out the, you know, the what she's going to say at the brunch, the trip. She's mapped out right. this whole thing in her head. And that's totally fine because we can all dream. We can all, you know, but and he knows that's what she wants. That's why he said, future wife, you're at a wedding. So even more than right. that.
Oh, yeah.
Now you've like put gasoline on the yeah. fire.
The masturbation level is high.
The masturbation level.
He's trying to get your dick wet at the wedding. He's trying to get his dick wet at the wedding. He's trying to like have sex. That's right. fine. Don't buy the plane ticket. Just don't yeah. buy it. Just don't
well,
go. The plane
he's
ticket
also drunk, like... but he's drunk. He's already put it in the phone.
Oh, I missed that part. He's drunk when he buys the
plane.
I'm assuming
it's the end of the night. He's showing her that yeah, I got the thing that
for
night.
Sure.
Like, you know, like that's, this is all like in the moment. I'm drunk, I'm full of cum, and I want to fucking make you. And also, it gets guys off to see that we're getting the girl.
Totally.
So, like, this whole thing of him being like, future wife, meeting the parents, look at how much I'm making her wet with
right.
this shit.
I'm curious like, how much the flight was. Like, how much he was willing to spend.
I mean, I know what the round flight trip. Was. His parents aren't paying, he can eat the $250. It's fine.
I wonder how much he spent that night to try to have sex with her. He was like, look at this Delta receipt.
Open bar. Yeah, like, he's saving money this weekend.
And there was like some weird stuff at the end where he was like, and my parents are going to rebook me. Shut up. What?
My right. parents. Also, unnecessary yeah. over for me if somebody's like, my parents. Parents are gonna yeah. rebook.
My
dad's like you told
got,
your dad.
My
about
dad's
us?
Gonna get me out of this
what?
One.
My dad. Right. My dad's gonna get me.
What
out
a
of
way
this.
To drag a girl out to be like, no, daddy's gonna figure it out. He's got miles. That can
He's
cover
got miles.
It.
Not only am I not seeing you, but my yeah. parents help facilitate this.
So I feel for this girl,
but like she can't lose any sleep over it.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like it has nothing to do with her. It has to do with.
I think she made all the right moves.
Yeah.
I think she made the right moves for her.
Right.
And that's to say to all the other women out there, like, I say the hand job thing is a joke, but, like, that hand job he would have gotten done with that hand job and be like, yeah, I'll buy it tomorrow. I'll send you the receipt. Instead of showing her that he bought it just then.
Right.
You know?
Well, I appreciate what you said on past episodes of You Up. Like, those things can go a long way. Like, a hot, steamy makeout, like a hand job, whatever. Like, that's going to last that guy until he comes back for more.
Sure. Yeah.
She should have done, not she should have. You should do what you feel comfortable with. I would have done something, whether there was penetration or not.
Well, yeah, I think her yours. Thought was like, I'm going to find out if he's just in this for the sex by not having sex with him.
Yeah.
And then she found out that he was. It cost him a little more money than it cost
yeah.
her. But I think like if you're interested in a serious relationship, then not having sex with someone is the best way to find out if they're interested in one too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what, we talk about the cost. It was a lot cheaper for him to cancel that flight than it was to make three more trips to
True.
Fucking soften the blow of him ending this.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like he would have had to make three more flights to go to, you know, the initial flight for the first hookup, the second flight for the second hookup, and then the third flight for the acting weird on the trip before the breakup.
Plus hotels.
The one where he doesn't want to have sex for some reason and he disappears in the bathroom to masturbate just so he doesn't fucking
Ashley's
fuck
been
you.
On that trip.
Oh, thanks.
Have you?
No, when
have
you went down and didn't want to have the sex.
I've done that trip.
But it was me. I was the weirder person.
This is the slow fade trip?
The slow fade trip.
Yeah, and yeah. I just left. I was like, I gotta go. My dog's sick. My dog who's like in New York. I was in Miami. I was like, I gotta go.
And you were with this guy?
I was in his apartment.
But you were like, had hooked up before.
It was our third trip.
And third trip. And then you're like, I don't want to be with this person.
He repulsed me.
So I'm gonna get weird about sex.
Yep. Didn't have sex Friday night, left Saturday night.
We all do this move. This is the classic slow fade where you just go, no, I'm just not feeling right.
Yep.
Like I turn into a girl on a period when I don't want to fuck you anymore.
I was like, I was
cramped.
I just don't know. And then I walk away and then go, it's okay, it's okay. And then I just freak out and cry.
But when I got out of there, best tear. Feeling of my life.
Right?
Am I right?
I went to my, I was the like, best. Oh, God. Yeah. Wheeling my suitcase out of that condo was like, whoof, it's over.
But that's the thing.
I'm safe now.
What you want to do is get far enough away from the hookup to be like, okay with ending it. As bad as that sounds.
Right. That's what you always say. You have to make the last time that you had sex long enough ago that it's not.
That it's not that you had, that you got one last one in.
It's not that you were in it for the sex.
Yes.
Right.
So to this girl, you saved yourself a lot more. The frustration she feels about how this went down is so much less than the frustration she would have felt
if she had invested like 3 months in it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Dodged a bullet.
And. Listen, would you guys like, do you guys get into this at weddings? Like, do you guys go to weddings and be like,
I meet a guy? I think that you're drinking, you're dancing. There is this like funny fantasy of like, mm-hmm. this is all around us. And somebody starts joking that I'm pretty easy. It's all you have to say to me.
I don't know. At this, like, when I was in my 20s, like, the future wife shit would have been like, oh my God. But now I'm like, fuck off. Like, I just can't. It all right. like is very
it's
weird
very,
to
you're
me.
You're full of shit.
I just think it's a move.
You know like, what I think the less talked about reason weddings are so good is for hooking up is because everyone there is a referral of the people you know.
Right.
So like everyone,
can't be that bad.
If you were invited, right. You must be okay. You're friends with my friend.
It's like a sorority mixer.
Totally.
I think there are a lot of good relationships to start from weddings.
Absolutely.
For sure. Because you meet people that your friends like.
It's not done. You know what it is? It's a setup without being set up.
Yeah.
The worst part about weddings is as you get older, what's happened to me a lot is you go to these weddings and the single people become somewhat of mini celebrities at these weddings because everyone's tired of their relationship. You know, everyone that's in relationship.
They want to live
like,
vicariously through.
Oh, they shut the fuck up. I hate when people say that to me. It is. Somebody
at weddings, they do it all the time.
The last wedding I went to, some guy came up to me and said, you know, I listened to your podcast. And I have to tell you, it's just, I live vicariously through you because I'm married to the kid. I was like, shut the fuck up.
I'm fine with that.
Give me a mic. Well, I'll do a quick set. Like, make me a headline at a wedding.
Yeah. Tell me more about your fuck ups. You know, it's like, but I'm saying at the weddings, though, they come up to you and they go, you know who else is single? And it becomes like, and then, but as you get older, there's like, you know, one other person single. Like, and now the two people are like in this weird.
Like you're a force, zoo animal.
Experiment. Right. Like they're trying to get two dogs to make a new breed.
There's a cam, like the Shake Shack cam to wash the seals.
It works for me, but I always feel in a position as a guy.
You're like, I always have sex with that person.
I'll fuck her, but I'm like, but I'm always in that position where, you know, when your friend's like, you know when you have that annoying friend that's like, you two will go good together, and you're like, stop it. You know, like, right. They probably want nothing to do with me. You're making this weird. It's always made weird.
Yeah, because these people are bored with their lives.
And
they want to focus on yours.
Especially married men lose game immediately. Like, man, my buddy, I was once at a bar with my buddy, and he's like, married kids. And I'll never forget this. He's been married a long time, so like, and these girls come up and we're just talking to these girls and he just says nothing. All of a sudden he just goes, hello, governor.
I remember this.
And then I go, so what
he just
the
had
fuck
a seizure?
Was
what?
That? Why are you British now? What? And then
what happens when you're out of the game too.
You have no idea how to talk
so
to him.
So embarrassing.
And the girl, one of the girls looks at me and goes, did he just have a British accent? What is he British? What the fuck is going on? Did he say governor?
Experimenting.
Ew, yeah. I'm like cringing because I know what you mean.
It's bad.
They lose it all.
Lose it right away.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton, and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Boll & Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Boll & Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's play some games. We're super pumped to have the girls from Girls Gotta Eat, Ashley and Raina. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to play some games.
Let's do it.
Do some red flag deal breaker. If you don't know the game and you're just recently starting the podcast, red flag means everything is perfect.
Yes.
Everything's perfect. You're dating someone. Everything's going great. Then this one thing happens. Oof. Is it a something where you put up a red flag and you just keep going? Or is it a deal breaker? Are you fucking done?
Okay. So,
you want me to read it?
Sure.
Suggests Jekyll and Hyde for your first dinner date.
Have you ever been there?
What's that?
It's like a themed kids restaurant. It's like kids. Scary based off. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not for kids.
My parents took me. I'm from Pittsburgh. My parents used to take me there when we would come up to New York. It's like a themed, it's like a Times Square shtick thing.
Like, so it's like going to Times Square for your first date.
Yes.
Essentially. But it's like a themed restaurant. So there's like people in costume.
Really?
Yes. For kids, mostly.
Could be fun. Could be fun for like a 20th date.
I'm like horrified.
Yes, I agree.
But you know,
Could be fun.
You're drunk and like you're with your boyfriend. You're in a relationship. You're like, let's do something weird tonight.
Or like how you get high and go or something.
Getting high and go. Right. You know what? There's a certain age where this type of date for me becomes a little like, I don't know if I could do it. Like if I was high there, I'd be thinking,
what
I'd be like,
17?
What's that?
What are they just at 17?
17. Well, at whatever point that I started paying rent for an apartment, this would make me feel weird.
Okay. Well, also, my question is this ironic? Because I love if a guy's like, let's go to Red Lobster on a first date. Like, that's funny to me.
Do you actually go?
I'll go.
Like, I'll go. I think that it hasn't happened.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's never happened to me. I think it's funny. If you're like, if it's ironic.
Do you think it's funny?
That's what my question is. Question, is he serious or not?
Well, this says suggests Jekyll and Hyde,
like throwing it out
there for your first date.
It sounds like it was not a joke to me. Like it sounds like to me this was not an ironic, let's go to Red Lobster and you know, eat some biscuits.
Oh, those biscuits.
Is it a red flag or deal breaker? Guy says to you,
no, just a red flag.
It's a red flag. I mean, I'm in my 30s. I can't be like writing guys off or shit like that. Yes. I'm going to Jekyll and Hyde.
See, I think it's more of a deal breaker to be offended by the suggestion of Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, like you have no sense of humor.
Yeah. Like you couldn't go along with this. Like I also,
but you're gonna, then you have to go. This is your first dinner date. It's not like
if I'm bringing this up as a date, I'm doing it as a joke. Like, I just think it'd be fun.
But the person really wants to go there.
All right. But I can have three drinks anywhere in a trough. I'll put on
I can have three drinks anywhere. It's like the, on your tombstone. I can have three drinks anywhere.
I like that.
It's dead in 2020.
Had three drinks everywhere.
Three drinks everywhere. I don't know.
Here lies Raina. She has no class. No.
Raina died single. She'd have three drinks anywhere. It's a red flag for me, but I think it's more of a, if someone was to be, who was I talking to? They were going on a date and they were like, can you believe they brought this place up as the date? And I go, well, your response to a place, just say like, hey, I go there every day after work. What? Let's do something different. Like, you can. Right. These are all subtle contracts that we're presenting to each other.
People are just throwing things out there to see if you're like reacting to them in a certain way.
You need to go. I mean, I need more context. Like, that's not a reason to write somebody off. I don't think. If he's super weird at the date, then yeah. But like,
you know what a reason to write someone off is? No plan.
Yeah.
Right.
No plan.
He's suggesting places.
He made the reservation.
The bar is so low. Like, I'm going.
All right. Let's do another one.
You got another one? Their favorite movie is Paul Blart, Mall Cop. Oh, legitimately. Shit.
Also not a joke?
Also not a joke.
I feel like we're just not going to vibe. you know?
Really?
It's not like a deal breaker in any way because like...
I hear you.
You ever judge someone for liking something terrible?
I judge everybody for everything all the time. I'm Jewish, so.
Fair. That's fair.
I think I would, what Raina said, like, no, someone's favorite movie is not like, oh God, I can't date them. We're probably just not going to vibe though.
So are you guys out?
No, I mean, I would just...
I'll see. I mean, again
we're in our 30s.
That in itself is not the deal breaker.
No, no, no.
I agree. It's a red flag. My boyfriend likes some weird shit.
Right, so sorry, red flag, yeah.
See,
he likes magic.
This is another one where I'm like, I'm more mad for someone. It would be a deal breaker for me, someone to get weird about the movies I like.
Yeah. Right.
Like, my family's favorite movie is Vegas Vacation.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a bad movie. But we watch it together, like we watch that movie together, like as a family, like dying. Like, we're stupid people. Like, we, you know, I'm looking around. It's like, where's the bookshelf? No, we're gonna watch Vegas Vacation.
I forgot you
know,
hate
like
books.
Hate books. Right. So I like I Vegas Vacation and House Guest with Sinbad. It's like my family's two
I'm
favorite
so down
movies.
With House Guest.
Love those movies. Yeah. Pittsburgh, as a Pittsburgh person, you should love that movie.
Why?
It was filmed in Sewickley. So I
with Shaquille O'Neal.
It's Sinbad.
It's Sinbad. Okay, I'm gonna throw something back
that makes
at you.
More sense.
What I think would be weird is if somebody said to me like, my family and I just is like an uplifting thing. Like, we love to watch Schindler's List together. Like, to me, that would be
family,
weird.
Like, kind of is like that. So I am very dark.
Jordana's Hanukkah tradition.
That is my mom. My mom is an OBGYN. My grandma was her office manager, and she was like obsessed with the Holocaust, and she would put that on in the waiting room.
That's
the waiting room movie. I
can
swear
you
to God.
Imagine
I swear.
Waiting for your gynecologist appointment.
And the Holocaust
and
is
the
on loop.
The Holocaust
I
is on
swear
loop.
To God. She's like, they should know. She's
they
to,
should know.
She also,
oh,
she
my
used
God.
To, she used to put the German patients at the back of the list continuously.
Oh, my God. This is
the
horrifying office to walk in. You're going in for this, like, I would assume.
Swear to God.
Very invasive process.
Like, you're going in for an abortion and then the Holocaust is on?
My grandma. Like a
oh
my grandma's literally was a Nazi hunter, essentially. So
that is the funniest thing. Are you serious?
I swear to God, this is a true story.
So you're walking in there, you're being like, I don't know, I might have chlamydia. Holy shit,
like, what's your
die.
Swear to God, she would look for the German last names. They would continuously be put at the end of the queue.
She's like, I got a list too.
Exactly.
Throws them. If you want your pap smear,
that is how dark things got in my household.
Hindenburg.
Yes.
That is.
It's over.
I wish I could have met your grandma. Now I want to. Now I want to meet
same.
This person.
Miss her.
What an office manager! That is a character out of a sitcom.
That's
You've never met someone who gave
that's
less.
That's a Seinfeld
pops.
Episode.
Swear to God.
Hi, I'm Mr. Heimlich. Oh,
well, she's the same woman I told you. I think I've told this story before, where she was her parents were in a Polish shtetl, and her grandfather had said to her mother that she was going to marry Hyman, who was my great grandfather, and she said, "I don't want to marry Hyman." And her father said to her, "Well, you've got two choices: you can marry Hyman, or you can drown yourself in the river." And that was my great grandparents' love story.
Yeah,
that's how you get. That's how you get to Schindler's List in the waiting room.
That's how you become a little bit hardened.
Exactly, just a tad.
Just a tad.
I like the backstory. Now that I'm glad you told it.
Well,
it makes sense.
Gives now it's all coming together.
And now dating's tough. You know,
exactly.
2018 is so tough.
Jekyll and Hyde. Where?
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. They don't own a glass, so they only drink out of bowls.
This is the next is the context. What? She writes the context.
Oh, yes. I experienced this firsthand when I asked a guy I was hooking up with if I could have a glass of water after a night of heavy drinking. He came back with a bowl and said, I don't have a glass. Will this do?
No.
I proceeded to sip water from the bowl, miso soup style. Miso soup.
What do you?
No, it's not, such, not even. He doesn't
that's
have obligatory, like,
cups.
The red
right.
cups. Obligatory
yeah.
single guy
wow.
red cups.
I mean, if this is a frat house, I might let it slide. But if this is like you're in the real world, I think it's
I don't
time
know, guys.
For a cup.
Cups? I love cups.
It's a pretty low bar.
I gotta say, I have empathy for the dude. I've brought girls to my apartment and they've looked at it and went, nope. And then just turned around and walked out.
No,
based on
how
dirty.
How bad
this
is
my
your
old
apartment?
Place. It was really, it was like bad. It got bad. And and she literally got to the front door, looked for 4 seconds.
Oh
like
my God.
A four beat, when she's like, No, you lost a blowjob. Goodbye. I'm not having...
Ashley's hallway is like that, too, in your apartment.
Oh, yeah. No guy would get fucked at in my apartment. The girl wouldn't walk down the hallway.
She'd be like, I'm going to definitely get serial murdered.
Amazing yeah. apartment, but you walk through a crime scene to get to
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
Every door is caution taped.
It's okay. That's how you weed them out.
Like, every guy... Yeah.
That's how you know...
Well, now, listen. There's no hallway... That would stop me from coming.
No, but that's my best guy yeah. friend. My best guy friend's like, of course a guy's going to walk through this, but no guy could get fucked back here. Like yeah, the girl would hit the third caution tape door frame oh and be God. Like, I'm not going any further.
It's like The Shining. You feel there's so many doors to get there.
Only person on my floor.
Really? It's amazing. Are you afraid to be there?
No, there's other people in the building. I feel very safe. You know, I have a big dog, whatever, but the hallway is terrifying, but my apartment's beautiful.
All right, but cups. If I got back there and there wasn't cups,
true.
I'm out.
You're out. Deal breaker.
No, I can. There's like again. I'm in my 30s. Like I really have to let a lot of stuff go.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Cups I guess are important. Bring your own cup.
Well, the idea that he wouldn't wash out an old. He has cups.
Okay, you think he has cups?
He's not drinking from bowls like a dog at all.
Right.
Parts he of might the
be.
Day.
To me, this is permeating into his life. To me, like this is a metaphor for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he's bigger. Too lazy. Yes. To take a cup and go under the sink and do a little whoosh and then bring out a cup with water in it.
That guy has cum sheets all over his
face. That guy has cum all over.
If he won't do that, what are you sleeping
in? He's not going to get up to change the baby's diaper.
No, he ain't changed the baby's diaper.
None of the names in my phone are getting changed.
No.
That apartment is full of cum.
No, do not go.
There's pee next to the toilet on the floor. You know that bathroom.
What if it was a girl?
As for me, if it's a girl, it's a red flag. But it's a big red flag because... There is a point, like now that I'm getting old, 22-year-old me, don't give a fuck. 25-year-old me, don't give a fuck. At 33, I'm like, I need someone to help take care of me.
Right.
So right. I'm trying to replace a mom.
Right. So, we can't both be fucked up.
Yeah, we can't both be this bad.
I can't shake the, like, I wasn't even thinking, like, when you said dog. Like, I'm picturing, like, a visual now. I can't get out of my
just
head.
Just lapping. Like, yeah, this kid is just lapping. What do you think? He's on the floor lapping up fucking water? Glassless his whole life?
Last one. I meet a guy through an app and are making plans to grab a first drink and see if we click. So far, messaging has been okay, so I'm not terribly excited. But hey, I'm recently single. Go get the drink. He suggests a place. I say, great. He replies, let's meet at 6:17 p.m. It's not a typo. He truly suggests meeting at 6:17 p.m. When I ask why the odd time, he says it's fun to pick times nobody else chooses.
I'm going out with this guy.
He's trying to be funny.
He's funny.
Yeah. He's trying to do a bit.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
I'm not going out with her if she doesn't think this is funny.
I think they might not be a match if she doesn't think this
is funny. I agree with you.
You need to stop.
I could see like the kind of person who's like, I need a time.
I get where she's coming
from.
She has
the time. He's just trying to be funny.
This is one of those like creepy if you're not into it. Hot if
it's
you
not
are.
Hot if
well,
you're,
what if you don't even know them yet?
That's what. Well, like, but she even wrote, "I meet a guy through an app, making plans to grab a first drink and see if we click. So far, messaging has been okay, so I'm not terribly excited." We need to stop doing these unexcited dates,
right?
Because really, we're meeting more people than we ever have ever. That so doesn't mean not everyone's going to be a click. So you got to like these messages
right.
that happen over
be
the
out
app
because she is out.
What's that?
Like you're saying, like she is out. She's out like basically before. She's like not.
Yeah,
she doesn't
out.
Really want to go.
This 6:17 thing, I've done this move actually where I write but it was always by mistake. So I'll type out, yeah, meet me at 6:17. And I meant to write 6 or 6:20 or 6:30. And that was a mistake. And then I just,
you go with comedy.
Yep. You just yes and that.
You double down
on
it.
You double down on it and it's funny for that. And you're saying the joke works and, you know, like that. He's trying to be likable.
Yeah,
and
right.
To me, it's funny. If she doesn't think it's funny, they're not a match. Let's not go on the date.
Don't go on the date.
I agree.
Hey, I had something come up.
Yeah.
A lot of women do this more than guys. Guys will do the cancel the flight. Was that this podcast? I keep getting them.
Yeah, that's this one. Cancel the flight.
We've covered on the ground.
We just stare
guys
blankly.
Will cancel a flight to not because they know it won't work. And girls will go on the flight.
Yeah.
And this girl's going on the flight. And even though she's like, everything has told me that this will not work out, but I don't have a guy and everyone else does. So I have to fucking get a guy. And it's like, that might not be the right attitude to go through dating.
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very exciting and wanting to be around.
Yeah. This is, you don't need a job. This isn't a job you need to pay rent.
Don't go on the date.
So.
And I think if you're thinking of dating as a job, you're probably doing it wrong.
You're fucked. You're fucked. Like
a second job.
It's just not fun. It's going to be, and that like includes like someone sent me a message or like, you know, the dating apps have become like a job. Then fucking delete them. Take a break.
Right.
Right.
You know, this girl sounds like she needs a break, but
anyway, that is our episode. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Girls Gotta Eat podcast.
Go check it out. Super fun show. It's what are the days? Please tell.
We drop on Mondays. So every Monday morning you wake up, it's there. Sweet. On iTunes, Spotify, all the places you listen to podcasts, and Girls Gotta Eat podcast on Instagram, girlsgottaeatpodcast.com for our shows, merch. All awesome. The things.
Yeah, you can check out several episodes with Jared. And
several episodes. Yeah, I was on the show. I had a great time. You guys are so much fun.
Yeah, we loved having you.
It's yeah, go. And I said this on your podcast. I'll say that the best way to find like other podcasts, this Laughable app is great. And yeah. You can look up people. And I always say like it's always good to go to an episode that like the one that we're on.
Right.
If you listen to this podcast, the greatest way to find a new one is like, oh, let us be the appetizer into what you guys do. So yeah. Go listen to the podcast, the episode that we were on, and that gets you into the flow of your show. And it's like being like having a Sherpa.
Right. And we always, I mean, we talk about similar stuff. Anyone that's sure. Like, I love Girls Gotta Eat. What else can I listen to? We're like, if you up, that's the only one I even know to recommend.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. And same here. So that's our episode, right?
Yep.
Thanks for having us, guys.
No.
Your own accounts?
October 3rd. Is it coming out?
Is it? Yeah, this will be October
3rd. We have some live shows coming up. So I think have a live show in Atlanta on the 9th, Nashville on the 11th, and Chicago on November 7th, and maybe some more. But by the time this drops, if you're Atlanta, Chicago, or Nashville, we have live shows for you.
Awesome. Go check them out. Girls Gotta Eat every Monday. Go check it out. Fantastic show. Great episode. We did it again.
Look at us. Here we are.
Nailed it.
All right.
We'll be back next episode.
Bye.
Betches.